Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Stream the audio there also. TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thank you for listening. Might have different listening habits, depending on what you're doing for living these days. Unemployed, working, different hours, staying at home.
Living habits. Yeah. We have different living habits.
Living habits.
These days.
We got those too. Yeah. Well, people do, actually.
So does Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Because he's no longer living.
He's got a different living habit.
He's got no living habits.
Good segue.
Was it, though?
Yeah, whatever.
That works around here.
That worked.
I liked it. I liked it.
Several players had Jerry Stiller in the Deadpool. We finally got through the names of the one previous.
Little Richard.
Right, yeah.
And so we will rattle off a few of the Jerry Stiller players that had Jerry Stiller. They include, but are not limited to, 10-year-old Todd's tube sock.
Oh, that's right. You used a tube sock.
No.
But you weren't masturbating at 10.
I really didn't.
No.
And I wasn't 10.
Yeah.
You were never 10?
Well, no, he wasn't masturbating at 10.
I was 10, but I don't think I was active then.
You weren't tugging.
Well, there's no one saying anything about a masturbation, just 10-year-old Todd, 10-year-old Todd's tube sock.
I guess you could have wore one.
Yeah, I suppose I did.
But you probably wore two, like the rest of us did.
At the same time.
Abortion punch card gets a hit.
And the socks that would come up over your calves. Yeah. Those were cool back in the day.
Yeah. The new Family Guy's great. It goes through Bible stories. And, of course, McFarlane's a well-known atheist, so it's just great the way he hammers the Bible. But he's just reading the Bible. Peter's reading the Bible. And at the end, when he reads these stories, they kind of get convoluted. And he goes, at the very end of the Bible, he goes, and you have to have the babies. The end. Now, that's how the It's great. Unless you're a Christian, you might not want to watch that episode. It'll offend you.
Yeah. Accidental incest gets a hit with Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
As does, let's see, we mentioned that one before. Anal Morissette gets a hit.
I've heard that before. I like that name. That's clever.
Anthony Weiner's selfie stick gets a hit.
Weiner.
Apathetic Dolphin gets a hit, yeah. As does the Band-Aid Ham Salad.
Oh, yeah.
Bass to Mouth gets a hit, as does B. Beckman, Beer Bacon Boobies.
Beer Bacon Boobies.
In that order?
Yes.
Did you get enough bacon, Todd? Is bacon out there now?
There's a pack of bacon in the fridge.
No, I mean, is there bacon shortage?
That's all I know.
Is there bacon shortage?
I don't know. I am not the bacon shopper.
That's right.
There's not a bacon shortage in the fridge as of yet.
Well, there's a pack of bacon there.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all I know. I see on the social media, it's a little expensive.
All bacon, okay. Yeah. Once again, you were like Joe, you don't look at the price of bacon.
But there are people who look at the price of bacon, apparently.
You just throw it in a cart.
And they're griping about it.
Right.
Big Dog Nuts gets a hit, and Big H's Hermaphrodite Cream.
How's that selling during the pandemic? Still up there?
That's one of those things.
He says it's selling well.
Yeah, he did.
It's pretty evergreen, pretty recession-proof.
Yeah, I guess you always need hermaphrodite cream.
You're a hermaphrodite, and
you need to lube things up down there, all over, too.
You got to have your cream.
I have no idea why you would.
Regardless of the situation.
Right, right.
Is it still available?
I guess regular cream would work, too. I don't know why they have to call it hermaphrodite cream. You just have, we all got junk down there. He just has both sets.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to formulate the cream, so it's good for both sets.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Each set is a little different.
That's a good point. That's probably the reason.
Good. I'm glad to see there hasn't been a run on that.
No. I did see a headline. Prices tumble at alarming rate. What's that about? I haven't clicked on it. Is that everything?
Except food.
Not groceries.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Everything except food.
Oh, okay.
Gas.
Everything's cheaper except for gas, right?
Gas.
Okay.
Gas prices have gone up.
A little bit. I've noticed
they have.
10 cents in the past week and a half.
At least.
But they're still at, you know, 1990-something prices.
Still.
Excluding food and energy, prices still fell by, 0.4. Yeah, that's what it says here, right? Okay. Cars, airfare. Yeah, well, who's going to fly?
Jeez. More and more?
Yeah, well, I'm not.
All right. Here's Matt. On bacon.
Hey, Matt, on bacon.
Hey.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Oh, that's the subject. That was
yeah.
His name.
Have you priced the bacon? Have you shopped for bacon? Have you gotten bacon recently?
Actually, I work in a warehouse that holds bacon packaging.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I will let you know the bacon industry is alive and well.
All right.
I'm sending out over 2 million bacon packages this morning. So they should hit stores soon for you, Blake.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. How will this affect the price?
Supply chain going. Excellent. Yeah.
Yep, we are.
Todd, you don't care. You buy it anyway. He did buy it.
But I'm curious about the supply and the demand.
All right.
And, you know, I guess there's still meat hoarders out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and to be honest with you, I'm the old school guy that buys the full pig. So.
Okay. Oh, you are?
Okay, he buys a full case.
I'm not a prepper by any means, but I buy the whole pig and have it butchered. Yeah.
Right. Even during non-pandemic times, you will purchase a whole pig?
Oh, yeah. It's way cheaper.
Oh, yeah. All right. Of course it is.
All right. Do you butcher that pig yourself?
No.
Okay. All right.
He's got a guy.
All right. You got a guy. Do you raise it, are nice to it, then kill it? Which I never understood.
No, we don't touch the pig at all. We just pick it up when it's packaged.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
You don't even meet the pig.
You don't see the brutal part of it. All right. Just know you'll know the personality.
No.
Of all right. Thanks, all right, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
As Bush said, that was the toughest thing about the farm was getting to know the pig and then killing it.
Yeah. 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 You got to not get too close.
No.
You got to not make friends
with
that pig or that cow. Right. We had this discussion a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah.
Cattle farmers. Pig farmers.
Even sheep, puss.
Well, you don't kill them. You just shave them.
It depends. You ever had lamb?
Yeah, but I think he keeps them for other reasons.
Yeah. I don't know.
Banging.
There might be a certain species of sheep that you keep for the meat and some that you hang around just to shear the wool off of.
Puss is on the phone right now. Maybe he'll let us know.
Yeah. Although mutton is not a huge dish in our country.
No. Yeah.
I haven't had that. I've had lamb, of course.
Yeah, I've had the lamb burgers. Well, we went to.
Oh, I've definitely had lamb before. Yeah,
Iceland. There are more sheep in Iceland than there are people.
Right.
So that was a popular item on the menu.
Some
mutton.
They're protecting themselves, huh?
Mutton or lamb?
It was the lamb burgers. It was ground lamb.
Yeah,
I remember eating a lot of that, and the cod. Cod is plentiful in Iceland.
Yeah, it's an island, right?
It is.
Okay, there you go.
It's an island in the North Atlantic.
Right.
And the North Atlantic is full of cod. And cod is great.
It's good.
Cod is great.
I like cod. Is the coronavirus there?
To a certain extent, but there's so few people on that island.
They know. So, well, Jim has it this week. They know. They know the exact guy.
I think they can quarantine the exact guy. Wichita proper has more people
than
the whole nation of Iceland.
Got it.
So population-wise, there is much to it. And I don't know if it's a cool tourist spot anymore. I don't think anybody's going anywhere, are they?
you're still allowed to
go places. It's a great tourist spot now while no one's there.
But a lot of people, I mean, we've been hearing these things about if you go some places, when you come home or like or go there, like you have to quarantine. I mean, I've been seeing that recently.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing that recently about if you travel out of this state and go to a certain state sometime this summer, you have to come home and sit home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think a lot of states are asking
and
that.
And who can do that? That's nobody can do that. You got to work, so you just don't go.
Yeah, the state of Colorado is asking you to stay away.
Right.
Yeah, if you come into that state, then quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you can have your vacation. Yeah. And once you come back, quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you can go back to work.
They're worried about the mountain towns getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, because the small mountain communities.
Not just that state, though. It's other states.
Don't have the medical facilities. Yeah, and I'm sure it's the same in a lot of states. You know, we don't have to worry about it here because
nobody wants to come.
There's not a booming tourism industry.
No.
Well, but you have to get back in.
No. Well, that's what I heard. Yeah. No, I heard you come back into your own state, then quarantine there.
Yeah. Of course, you want to leave, but it's the getting back in that's the problem.
When you come back, you get to quarantine your own house.
And then you may have to quarantine wherever you go as well.
Right. So that's like a month.
Go somewhere, quarantine for 2 weeks. Now you got to get back because your 2 weeks are up.
Come back and then take 2 more weeks off of work because you can't go to work.
Well, what if I decided I wanted to go to the mountains? And I'm not going to interact with anybody in any of the mountain communities.
Well, first of all, they wouldn't know what you did.
Right.
So,
unless they stop you at the border.
Right.
And I don't know if they do that.
No, they don't.
But I would pack all my food.
No, we live on the border. You can drive to Iowa and back right now. Nobody cares.
Pack all
my food. That's technically a different state.
Pack all my camping gear.
Although their governor's dumb as ours.
The only interaction I would have to have, and I don't even have to interact with people, is to get some gas.
I'm surprised you haven't done that yet. Well, you don't have time, but you got time coming up here. We have a couple of days. We have some time off in June.
Yeah, and then I just go some.
Well, you have a longer weekend, yeah.
I'm
surprised you haven't done that, Todd.
You can't go to the National Forest because those campgrounds are all shut down.
Oh,
so where would you camp then?
Well, you'd find some dispersed camping. There's plenty of spots in the mountains. It's pretty wide open.
Oh, that's technically you're allowed. So it's not. So are you on people's land?
You just can't go to an organized campground. You could camp in the National Forest, but you can't camp at that National Forest Service campground.
Oh, so you're just kind of on your own somewhere.
Yeah, you find a dispersed spot that has a fire ring there that somebody's camped before.
Got it.
There's a million of those places. And I think you could go to Colorado and not really interact with anybody.
Of course you could.
And then get out.
Yeah.
They just don't want you interacting, with the little shops and the tourist towns in the mountains.
Well, you'd have to stop somewhere for supplies eventually and get gas. You got to do that.
Well, I think I could rack up enough supplies.
Gas, though. You need to get gas.
Put it in the Yeti, and the only thing I would need to stop for is gas on occasion.
Right.
And you don't even need human interaction when it comes to that.
I don't know why you don't do it come June or July, whenever we go.
I likely will.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you wouldn't, because you're not really doing anything wrong,
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A woman went into Yellowstone.
You can't do that.
She didn't care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't care
now.
She didn't care about that. She illegally entered Yellowstone.
It's your God-given constitutional right to have a baby in Yellowstone.
I pay my taxes, so I should be able to go to all the national parks shut down?
I don't know.
I am led to believe that all the national parks are shut down right now.
That kills your blog, too.
It does.
Woman illegally entered Yellowstone National Park and fell into a thermal feature near Old Faithful.
Oh. She dead now?
No.
Isn't it hot? Isn't that stuff hot?
Oh, yeah. It,
yeah.
Does it burn your skin?
It's dangerous. Okay. It could kill you.
Okay.
Yeah, when they refer to a thermal feature, they're referring to heat thermal.
Got it.
Yeah.
Park officials say the woman was taking pictures of Old Faithful when she backed up and fell into a hot spring or a hole.
Where hot gases emerge.
She's got a unique view of, usually there would be a lot of people gathering at Old Faithful right now. She was probably all by herself.
She managed to get into her vehicle and drive 50 miles before park rangers stopped her and had her airlifted to a burn center.
Oh, my God. That's a goddamn right.
Yellowstone has been closed since March.
Yeah. Are you okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
Federal judge in Michigan.
Yeah, she should have been smart about it.
Right.
Gone to a...
smart about it.
Just a less visited area of the park. And you have that place to yourself.
She had it to herself.
That's what she wanted to see, though.
She drove 50 miles before anybody stopped her.
Right.
Well, there's not much in the way of communities when it comes to Yellowstone.
Yeah. They had to airlift this poor burned woman who drove herself 50 miles. Granted, she's a dumbass for being there.
Yes.
Where did they take her?
Idaho.
Probably a hospital, Todd.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
a hospital in Idaho.
There you go.
I would have thought the hospital in Jackson, Wyoming would have been the closest, but the hell do I know?
Nothing, apparently. Not as much as
just not completely
as much,
nothing.
Well, not as much as the park rangers. Obviously, knew what they were doing.
No, because when you did that story about there was some trouble in an airplane, and they tried to pass it off by saying, "No, he committed his crime over Nebraska airspace."
Yeah,
so we can't get him in Des Moines.
Right. So somebody emailed us. Apparently, there's a portion of somewhere in the park, the Idaho portion of Yellowstone, where the laws are written that you could actually kill somebody. And murder is not against the law, in the books in this little section of Idaho.
But if you test it, you'll probably
slash Yellowstone National
Park. And also not, you can't tie your horse up in front of a bar for 2 hours, that kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff.
All right.
You'd think more people would realize that and make an effort at this.
That one could change.
But then I think federal.
Hey, meet me in Idaho.
I think there's a federal law that steps in that says you can't kill people.
Right. And there's probably something involved in the killing that's illegal.
Yeah, probably.
Unless they're black, says that. Unless they're black, they can shoot random guys. That's what you're allowed to do.
Well, it is Idaho.
Racist bastards.
Federal judge in Michigan has ruled that strip clubs should receive aid.
Why not?
The Federal Paycheck Protection Program.
They're businessmen.
The district judge issued a preliminary injunction saying that the Small Business Administration could not stop businesses involved in sexually oriented live performances and products from getting emergency PPP loans.
My wife and I watched Hustlers, believe it or not, the other night. Stopped on it. It started in the beginning of it. And she goes, I'm thinking, well, if she wanted to watch it, I'll watch anything. And it could have been edited. I mean, it's not a bad movie. I'd read some stuff that's not a bad movie. It could have been edited. It's way too long.
I hung with it for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I didn't see any stripper scenes, and I just moved on.
She doesn't whip her boobs out. But here's the deal. And this is not hammering her because she's obviously a gorgeous woman. Jennifer Lopez. But I've been to strip clubs before, especially the ones in Dallas and Myrtle Beach and Florida, Atlanta. If she would walk out, no matter what great shape she is, somebody'd say, hey, old lady, bring somebody else out.
Yeah.
and by the way, Jennifer Lopez is about as hot as you get. Her body's tight. She works out.
Yes.
But she's 47. And in this movie... the people she's mentoring are a lot younger. And basically, there is a scene, though, in one of them. There's a young guy she's dancing for, and he goes, hey, Mom, I'm not feeling it. And then he pulls a young chick over to him. So there is a scene to it that acknowledges that, at least. So I'll give him credit. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, but Mr. Skin reported
that. Oh, there's no skin.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, because...
A lack of nudity.
Yeah, there's a lack. Even the secondary characters don't have their boobs hanging out. I'm thinking there's an Asian chick who's the main character who's really gorgeous, and she's young.
And so I would imagine much of that movie is set in the strip club.
Yeah. Well, it is, but they're hustlers, and that's where they hustle guys out of their money, and it's a long-involved story. I mean, it's not bad, but you know, I'm looking for boobs, and I'm thinking, she didn't whip hers out, you know? But I thought there was a lot of little inaccuracies with that, especially the part where she comes out and everybody just freaks out. I'm thinking, no, they wouldn't freak out over her. because she's great. She's in shape, but she's 47.
Shit, yeah.
And and we want to see the 20-year-old.
She's actually 50.
Whatever.
J-Lo is 50.
Oh, and she's, like I said, before you stop your emails, she's obviously gorgeous. But I'm just saying, I know how guys are in strip clubs. I'm a guy, been to strip clubs. I've seen guys act. Who's mom over there? Now, granted, some of the strip clubs, mom looks like mom.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, there's some that you'd be damn grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, good. Thank God.
Oh, and you'd be grateful for Jennifer Lopez. Of course, she's gorgeous.
Naturally.
Right. But if you're 22 and you walk in there and some 50-year-old woman's grinding on you, no matter what she looks like, you're going, eh.
Yeah, if you're 22.
Yeah. Give me something younger.
Right.
Not in the mood for a MILF.
Yeah. But they could have added stray boobs all over the place to keep you interested.
Right.
Because there's...
It only makes sense.
It's a room. Now, you do see one girl just standing there with her boobs off, hanging out in the locker room scene, basically. But she's basically the stunt boob girl, you know. She stands there with her boobs hanging out.
Because when
the whole
they shot scenes of The Sopranos in the strip bar...
All those chicks were at their boobs hanging out.
There were always boobs hanging out because that's what happens in a strip bar. There's boobs hanging out.
Now, J-Lo, is J-Lo naked anywhere?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think she has a scene in the movie Money Train with Wesley Snipes.
Where she's really young.
When she was really young.
And her boobs are hanging out?
Yeah, I think you see her boobs
all right,
there.
All right. Yeah, if you're going to get off, don't watch Hustlers.
That one came out when
you want to get off, I mean.
That one came out when I was about 15, so it stuck with me.
Yeah, but there's a story around Hustlers which isn't that bad. It killed a couple hours. And you know, like Craig always says...
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
At least half naked.
And that's loosely based on a true story, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
That's what I thought.
When the crash happened, the Wall Street guys didn't spend the cash. They started dosing these guys and taking their cash. And you don't feel sorry for any of the dudes because they're all just douchebags.
Scumbags.
Exactly. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.